you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about evaluating to create results faster. So when you first set your goal, you usually make a plan to achieve that goal. But on day one, we have the least amount of information. We haven't started trying things. We haven't started failing. We haven't started succeeding. We haven't really done anything. So we're making a plan based off having very little information and very little data. And so what we want to be doing is start evaluating what is happening, what is working, what's not working, what are some different things you want to try. I also like to really evaluate, like, what do I love doing and the results that it's creating? What do I really not like doing and the results that it's creating? Because what I find is the more that I enjoy doing something, it often works better than when I'm doing something that I really don't want to be doing. And so I want to encourage you to start trying things, but also intentionally deciding that I'm going to evaluate things. And this can be something that happens on a regular basis for a lot of different things. Like for me, I like to make sure that I'm evaluating my schedule every week. So I like to think about, okay, what went really well this week? What did I really not like? What are things that I want to change? What are some things that I want to implement? What are some things I want to stop doing? So I really take this time to look at it so that I can adjust it. Another thing to do when you're evaluating is to make sure that you're not judging yourself. Because if you evaluate and you're judging yourself and you're being really mean to yourself, you're not going to want to do that again. It's like if I were to talk to a person and they were really mean to me every time, like I wouldn't want to keep talking to them. So it works the same way with how you're treating yourself while you're evaluating. So I really like to start with what is going amazing? What am I doing a really great job at? What do I love doing? Because it already sets me up to have a great time. Because your brain is immediately going to want to go to what didn't work, what was terrible, what was awful. But start it off with what is working, what is going well, what do I like? Because when you start it off with the positive, you can then become more neutral when it comes to the negative. But if you start with the negative, what can end up happening is you can then start getting really down on yourself because everything's going wrong. But it's not as easy to think that when you see all the things that are also going right in front of you. So write this down, figure out what is going really well, figure out what isn't, and then start to make these adjustments so that you can create more of what you want. But you can also create the result that you want in the way that you want to create it. Because even if you get the end result, we want to make sure that you had a great time doing it. Because you're going to spend way more time creating the result than you are the second that you achieve it. So I want you to take some time to evaluate what has been happening. It can be very specific, like related to your goal. It could also be specific related to your week, or it can also just be in general, like what are things that I'm really loving? What are things that are really working in my life? And then what are the things that I want to change? What are the things that aren't? As you're going through this process, if you look and you're thinking like, you know what? If I had more commitment, it would be so much more fun. I would be able to achieve my goals so much faster. Then you definitely want to get on the wait list for how to create commitment. Go to createcommitment.com to join the wait list now.